Welcome to Flight at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha. Welcome to this weekend. We've got a brand new series that we're kicking off. Matt and I were talking about it last weekend. I'm excited to bring in our first guest on becoming a first-time homeowner in this market. I mean, I'm thinking, what? Is that possible? A lot of us are thinking, what? Is that possible? I mean, it's just been an absolute bloodbath. You know, I think of the battle scene of Braveheart. That's how negotiations have been for the last 2 years. Yet, not totally true. And maybe somewhat. However, we've got some victors. We've got some victories. We've got some great stories where people still came to the table, armed themselves well, prepared themselves for battle, and won the deal, and now are happy homeowners. So these next few weeks, we're going to talk to some great guests, some of them good personal friends of mine, and many of them actually great contributors in our community. So it's going to be a lot of fun to hear from them. Before I pull back the curtain and bring my first guest on, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And remember, friends, one lucky guest is going to win a $100 gift card. So, without further ado, drum roll, please. Welcome to the Flight at Home Show. And I'm surprised it's taken me this long to get this guy on the show. John Devine, welcome to the show, man.
Very, very glad to be here and surprised to be the first guest, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? You're an important one.
So, thank you.
You know, for those who don't know, which is just a few people, we have a really fascinating history.
Indeed, we do.
There's this epic conversation around homeownership that occurred on the social pages so many years ago. And interestingly enough, you and I didn't even know who we were at this point. I think you were relatively new to the community and
6 months.
Getting to know some people and you're just throwing information out there and opinions. And I was like, who's this guy? I'm going to respond to that. And we just start going back and forth, almost like two dogs on chains barking at each other.
Yeah.
And then I think you were the better man and you're like, I got to know this guy. You know, not a whole lot of people hang in the ring with me that long. It's kind of like Apollo and Rocky, and Apollo's like, well, who's this guy? So we sat down for coffee one day and we got to know, even though what may have looked like a difference of opinion around investment in homeownership actually became a lot of similarity about investorship anyways. And at that point, I thought, wow, this is cool. My life actually, my world got bigger because John, you came from a mindset of investment that wasn't exclusive to real estate. Yep. And in fact, it maybe even challenged real estate. Mm-hmm. And my mindset was real estate. So when the two of our worlds collided, that little Venn diagram thing happened and the middle became really awesome.
Agreed, man. And much like two dogs barking at each other that are chained up, as soon as the chains came off, we were just, hey man, how's it going?
What's up, bro?
But it was funny because we had that argument and Kelly obviously always sees all my social media arguments and rolls her eyes. And she was like, I don't think you know who you're talking to on this one. And I was like, you're right. I have no idea who this guy is.
I don't know who this guy is. Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, his name's Justin Mecha. He's like pretty big mover and shaker around here. You probably don't want to piss him off.
Oh, stop it.
I was like, well, let's go meet him.
I only became a better mover and shaker because of the two of you. So it's all good, man.
Agreed, man.
Well, you know what? You're one of the victors. You're one of the victory stories. You're a recent homeowner.
I am a recent single door homeowner.
There it is.
Which was the problem.
Yeah. That was the problem.
In my mind.
In your mind. Investmentship, right? Investorship. Yeah, cool. Well, congratulations. So first of all, who are you? For the three people in the Valley that don't know who you are, on their behalf, I'm asking, who are you?
So my name is John Devine. I moved here about 5 years ago from Bozeman, war veteran. I ran a personal training company after the military for about 5 years. And then my grandfather went through leukemia and I started a supplemental insurance, business. And then when my wife, Kelly Thomas, and I started dating, she was like, I'm going to move to Bozeman. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, you live in the Flathead.
Yeah.
I'm moving to the Flathead.
I'm coming to that side.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for you.
And so, that was 5 years ago. Together we've built a pretty awesome insurance agency, Divinity Group.
Yep.
Met some great friends, done some good investments and nonprofit work here in the Valley. And the fun part is I feel like I'm just getting started. So
I think you are. Yeah. You've made a dent, you've made a splash, and you've made a very colorful splash because your networking opportunities are second to none. I think you make a lot of people jealous of your creativity. And you know what? Quite honestly, and I would attribute a lot of that to your better half.
Agreed.
So, I think you guys are just a fantastic conduit of energy to the business community. And a lot of that business community is the Realtor Association. And mm-hmm. you guys are good servants to that community as well. And I'm glad that the Realtor Association served you well recently.
Yeah, I was walking into Enmar thinking that it was a real estate office, and I do about 70 to 80% of my business with realtors. And they were like, yeah, we support realtors. There's no realtors in here. And I was like, wait a second. What do you mean you support realtors? That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then we got hooked in with Enmar and it blew up.
It blew up there.
We've had a lot of fun with Enmar.
Well, John, we need to take a really quick break. However, when we get back, I want to know the details. You bought a pile of bricks, as we say.
I did.
Yeah, a really nice pile of bricks.
A pretty pile of bricks.
There it goes. That now warms you and your family.
It does.
Hey, it's the Flight at Home Show. We're talking with John Devine. We're talking about first-time home buyers in this market. When we get back, we're going to get the details. My name's Justin Mecha. Welcome to the show.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, John Devine. I'm going to say the John Devine.
Like it.
Yeah. So, and what we're talking about here this week and this weekend, a couple of weekends from here now, are about buying that home for the first time. What has happened in this market? And did it put pressure on the first-time buyers? John, tell us about that experience. You actually, honorably, you called me like, "Hey man, I'm gonna throw my name in the hat here. I want to become a homeowner." So talk to us about that process. So thought process. What was the idea? What was the dream?
Yeah. And so the reason I reached out to Justin specifically is again, that first discussion that we talked about on social media, like he's the guy that really, I would say, put in the effort to educate me on why real estate was important. And so with literally probably 200 plus realtor clients, it's a really hard decision to make to say who's going to be my realtor. But for me, it was, this is the dude that helped shift my perception on putting money into the market. So you earned my trust early on, and just came to you. And my thing wasn't anti real estate so much. I don't like paying for things.
Right.
At all.
Like, I think we're going to uncrack that in a minute. And just let me edify the rest of the community here. I'm only as good as the rest of the community. You know, I get served by all of these great agents. And so I think what happened here was just an opportunity to carry the conversation a couple of steps further.
For sure.
And so I speak on behalf of we, you know, we served you. And I appreciate the honorable mention there. I appreciate that. And certainly it's an honor to serve you and your family. And it's cool to see this story. However, friends, this is a collective of we victory.
For sure.
On the note, off microphone before the show, we were talking and you mentioned, you made reference to how you've been a humble, like, yard sale pots and pans guy for all of your life. You've never bought a TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're pretty frugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the earning the dollar and spending that dollar wisely has been very important to you for all of your adult life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, growing up, I got one of my bad tastes in my mouth about real estate was we had a home foreclosed on us when I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had this picture in my mind of like, you don't own that. The bank owns that.
Yeah.
And if you slip at all, it's not yours.
They're going to take
theirs.
It. Yeah.
They get to take it, throw you out on the street and say, try again.
Right.
And so I had a lot of fear around home ownership.
Gotcha.
And for me, if it's all on me, it's all on me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can buy a duplex, a triplex, a quadplex,
then it's on others.
Right. And now I have some cash flow and my investment is safer.
Right. Right.
And so that's where our original
wrestle was
like, I was looking at multi-door. You were looking at
single family
and people being able to build some wealth in a 9-to-5
where
they can put some equity in the bank.
That's right.
And so I didn't spend money. I garage sale and estate sale and yard sale. I never bought any electronics. I have a very strict rule that I learned from somebody, a big business coach on social media, called the law of fives.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't afford to buy it five times, you can't afford it.
Right. Okay.
and a TV just wasn't something I was willing to put 5X worth of money on.
It wasn't worth the value at that point.
Right. So I saved and I saved and I saved and I helped my wife pay off all of her debts. Now we're both, other than the house, debt free.
Right.
We still have money in the bank and we just got to shop and actually furnish our home. And even that I did at Ross, TJ Maxx, home goods sales section. Yeah. Like
you still use the 5X rule,
right? I didn't go and be like, I'm going to get a $5,000 couch.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to get a $900 new, dining room set from Facebook Marketplace that somebody bought and they didn't like, and now they're selling it on sale.
And there's a lot of that out here because, hey, listen, we're no stranger to second homes.
Yeah.
And in market shifts, second homes are usually the first ones thrown back on the market because we get rid of that stuff before we get rid of our primary. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, a lot of good furniture gets to go out into the world. So Facebook Marketplace and others are great resources. John, you're a veteran. Did you leverage the VA benefit?
I did. That was another big way I was able to pull some frugalness out of the deal is I was looking at investment properties for 8 months before we pulled the trigger on this house. And there's just not very many here in the Flathead. So we were looking outside of the Flathead and we went into Libby and we got shut down on an environmental issue in Libby. And so we were definitely, I was trying to push us towards my original vision and the market just kept beating us to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it started to make a little bit of a shift. And I told my lender at Black Diamond Mortgage, Zach Falk, I was like, look, man, the interest rates were going up. I was like, the price of some houses were coming down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Kelly, she was watching the market. He was watching the numbers. And I said, if the two numbers line up, shoot me a message immediately. And he said, numbers just dropped. We can be under five if you can find something to lock in the next few days.
Let's go. So, John, this is the extended version of the show for our Facebook audience.
Lucky listeners.
Lucky listeners. So, tell me a little bit more. I love that you shared with us elements that all of us can do. Be frugal about your money.
Yep.
Be very conservative, or at least in your thought process. I like the idea behind if you can't afford it five times, you can't afford it. And if for some reason that's a stretch for you, then maybe make that number four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, the idea behind that is to delay your extra spending
mm-hmm.
because then you're delaying that money going away. So as a result, you saved. You and Kelly saved.
Mm-hmm.
And then you became aware of this benefit that you could, and you probably already knew because
mm-hmm.
the Department of Veteran Affairs told you.
Yep.
However, Matt over at Black Diamond told you this. Did I get
Zach?
Sorry. However, Zach over at Black Diamond said, wait a minute, John, this is what this looks like. So a consultation with your lender in the very beginning was important.
Yeah, and actually it was three different lenders. And so it's like dating to me, right? Like I had my realtors set between you and Zena, you know, you doing a lot of the informational and like sending you listings and you telling me, okay, I think this build being in this year and da-da-da-da. Zena being the boots on the ground, but we had some trouble with our first lender.
Mm-hmm.
I am an informational guy.
If
I don't have enough information and you're just telling me to sign stuff,
right?
I'm not putting my name, my money, my bank, my family, my on some piece of paper that I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had to shift to another lender that we knew specialized in VA, but it was very, very, very black and white. There was no wiggle room.
Okay.
And so most of the deals we sent her, she was like, no, 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 no. And then
there wasn't any explanation.
Just kind of like your numbers don't pan out.
Right.
And then we got a referral over to Black Diamond while we were at KW, Montana camp.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, have you talked to Black Diamond yet? They're good. I don't know who they know. I don't know, but they can make stuff work that most people can't. And so we went and we got a consultation. Maria set us up with Zach. And right off the bat, Zach pre-approved us for $75,000 more than the previous lender.
Wow. Okay, so hold on. Pause. That means there is value in shopping.
Always.
And I'm pretty sure, and I'm going to speak on behalf of the whole Realtor Association, we will say, hey, listen, this is my guy or my gal. However, it's a really good idea to shop it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's, you know, two other names that I encourage you to at least make a phone call to, because the thing is not all lenders are built the same. And not all lenders, actually no one lender, just like no one realtor, is good for all of the work, yep. right? There's going to be somebody that has that niche or niche, whatever, tomato, tomato, and they're going to say, oh, that's my one thing. So it turns out that Zach was actually your guy for this situation, which Zena and I were both blown away with. It's like, wow, that's fun. Fantastic. That's quite a big, that's a different story.
I would not be in this house if it wasn't for Zach pre-approving us for $75,000 more.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
We came in, I think, $15,000 under our pre-approval for him, which means we were way out of the water on our previous lender's pre-approval.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got it for zero down.
I like how you are, you had illustrated that you're a thinker, like you're an analytical guy. You want to see numbers, you want an explanation behind them. And interestingly, I would say that probably falls more into the less common category on especially the first-time buyer. First-time buyers generally are buying with their heart. You know, they've been dreaming of this. It's the accomplishment. I mean, society says it's the American dream.
Yep.
So as a result, it's a very much a feel process, not so much a think process. And so it's probably a little bit more common to have a first-time buyer just trust their lender, trust their realtor to do all the thinking, and they're just going to do the feeling. Mm-hmm. Now, in a balanced market or a more buyer-favored market, that's okay. You know, because the homes don't sell in 3 seconds and it's not going to be a bloodbath or multiple offers. However, when the market has pressure, it becomes really difficult to balance the feeling. Mm-hmm. So it was actually really nice working with somebody who is looking more at the numbers and a little bit less about the color on the wall.
Right.
Or am I happy with the kitchen cabinets? Mm-hmm. John's kind of looking at it like, does it just make sense?
Right.
Can I make this work? Which is why actually the first one we looked at was an investment opportunity.
Yeah.
Because that's what I knew you wanted. Mm-hmm. You were like, I want my money to go out and return more than it went out with.
Absolutely.
And so I said, well, let's look at investment. And if the shoe fits, we'll make it work. However, we, after some showings, we realized, you know what? And coming back to the very original conversation where you're right, we were more alike than we were different.
For sure.
All that I was coming at was, a single family residence is a great springboard into that next step what is oftentimes the next step. Few people can make the jump from being a renter to being an investor. It happens.
Yep.
It's usually rare though.
Yep.
However, I wouldn't want you to miss out on getting into that. I wouldn't want time to pass. If you can make the jump into a single family right now and make it good, guess what you can do in time with that SFR? Make it multifamily.
And at 0% down, I signed my loan paperwork and made $15,000 in equity.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
I now have a $15,000 signature.
There it is.
Right?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That part was crazy to me. And my wife and kids could not be more happier in the home that we bought.
Yeah.
And so it's good. We had one investment property we looked at that I was hoping would work. It was a big house with an apartment attached.
Yep.
But then the lending came back and they were like, dude, as a 31-year-old first-time buyer who's never had any landlord experience, they're going to make you have it was 3 years worth of capital saved.
Yeah. It's a different loan program. Yep.
And if we were going to actually do that, I wasn't going to have the 3 years to put down. So yeah, as tough as it is to be in my mindset and want to be in the investment side, like anything, it's a crawl, walk, run.
That's right.
And we started crawling. I'm now walking. So I'm excited for the next year or two of looking at actual running investments.
Good for you. Good for you. If you had any piece of advice for anybody listening who's thinking about buying a home, what would it be?
The same advice I would give for anybody looking to find their life partner, their husband, their wife, their whatever, is the first person may not be the person. Like, the deal that we got was the right deal for sure. But it was really the right team between you and Zena, between Zach and Maria, Black Diamond, between my wife being the one that was out hunting for the property so that I could be out working. And everyone, like my team that we closed with, if I hit you guys up at 10 p.m., you answered my question.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes Zena would send me a contract that she just got back from the sellers or whatever at 11 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You want people in your corner that are working for you, not just looking to put another body in a home.
Right,
and so
the
right team will get you the right deal. And if you don't feel right about somebody in your team, go shop.
There you go.
Because if you're going to be shopping for a house, you need the people that you need to shop for the right people to shop for the house.
I love it. You know, it's cool, Matt. This is the extended version of the Flight at Home show. So internet listeners, feel free to share this, tell your friends. And if you are one of these wonderful stories, we want to hear from you as well. Thank you for tuning into the Flight at Home show on the Facebook page. John, thanks for joining us. John Devine with the Divinity Group. And welcome to the Homeownership Club. Fresh too, man.
So fresh.
Freshy. So
welcome home, y'all.
There it is.